yourself down, Deacon.
Oh, thank you.
Well, what are you looking like that for?
Like what?
Well, sitting on the edge of your chair. Is something wrong?
If it's about that argument I had with Morris during the meeting,
I see. No, don't worry about that. We all have arguments with Morris from time to time. It's one of life's natural hazards.
Oh, that's all right, then.
No, I thought, as we got through the meeting so early this week, it seemed a good moment for us to have a chat.
Oh, about me moving into the top flat?
No, not even that. Though I gather that's all going ahead.
Oh, yes, I've been meaning to ring Rob. What with one thing and another. I'll definitely call him after lunch and fix things up.
Fine. No, I thought it was time we talked about you. Now, let's see, how long have you been with us?
A bit more than a year.
Hmm. Yes, and that means, even deducting 6 months' probation, you're well into your first year of indentures. Now, I suppose you know that at the end of the first year, you'll get a salary increase?
Well, yes, I had a rough idea. Something to look forward to.
Well, you've earned it, Dickon. We're all very pleased with the work you've been doing.
Oh, thanks very much.
You've settled in very well. You've turned in some excellent stuff. Bit overwritten now and then, but that's to be expected. And it's a fault on the right side.
I am trying to keep it under control.
Have you any special problems at the moment? Anything you want to talk about?
No, I don't think so.
How's the shorthand going?
Oh, you heard about that, did you?
Well, I gather speed and accuracy aren't your strong points.
That's not absolutely fair. I mean, I can generally manage one or the other. It's getting both at once that bothers me.
Yes, I know what you mean. All the same, you've...
Morning, Mike. Not interrupting you, I hope.
Oh, Milton.
Ah, come on, Mike. Don't pretend your secretary didn't give you the message. I need to talk to you about the paper.
Oh.
And I need to talk to you about it now.
I was just having a word with Dickon Firth, our trainee reporter, Mr. Milton Monk.
How do you do, sir?
Balling you over the coals, is he? Well, young man, you can think yourself lucky this time. I'll persuade him to let you off with a caution. Okay, Mark?
Well, Dickon and I were discussing his future.
Fine. Keep up the good work, my boy. All right, run along now. That'll be all.
We'll talk later, Dickon.
Yes. Goodbye, sir.
Here, take this.
That's very kind of you, sir. Actually, I don't smoke cigars.
Go on. Everyone's got to start sometime.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Nice kid. Fresh-faced. Keen. Reminds me of myself at that age. Now then, time for a showdown, Mike.
A showdown?
We've got a few things to get straightened out. Mike, the facts of life. Hard cash.
I don't quite follow what you're
doing. You're not going to like this, I know, but we can't live in Cloud Cuckoo Land forever. The price of the Herald has got to go up.
It'll affect sales.
I'm not asking for your opinions, Mike. I'm telling you. We've got to be realistic. The sales price of the paper goes up to 10p.
Well, I can't believe that's really necessary. And I've done everything I can to keep our costs down.
I know you have, and I appreciate your efforts. But we've got to face facts. Which reminds me, would you mind asking Marion to book a table?
Well,
that little Italian place up the road isn't too bad, is it? You know, we went last time. Ask her to book a table for two in my name for, let's say, 1 o'clock.
Morning, Shirley.
Oh, hello, Claire.
I picked a time when I thought you wouldn't be too busy.
No, it's generally quiet about now. Everyone's at home getting the dinners ready. The midday rush hasn't started.
Good, because I wanted a quick browse through the Christmas cards.
Well, now, and I thought you were one of those people who got all their cards organised nice and early.
I did. Or at least I meant to.
Yeah.
But you know how it is. You always get cards from people you aren't expecting, and then you have to send one back.
That's right.
I need a dozen spares to be on the safe side.
Well, help yourself. They're all along there. Not much left, though.
Thanks. Oh, what's all this? Final week?
Yeah, sad but true. We say goodbye to the shop on Saturday.
Oh, I knew you were selling up, of course, but I hadn't realised it was so soon.
Well, Ramesh wants to get in and start redecorating over the holidays, so it'll be ready to reopen in the new year.
I see. Well, I know it's a cliché, but the old place won't be the same without you. I'm sorry.
My... Let me put it this way. You are a creative man. You don't look at these things from a business point of view like I have to.
You mean you think I can't be a creative editor and businesslike at the same time?
I didn't say that exactly. You're doing a good job. I'm not complaining.
But when I give you my considered opinion on a matter of business, you don't want to know.
I've listened to what you have to say, Mike. But I'm afraid I'm not convinced. The advertising rates have got to go up.
You've already insisted on putting up the price of the paper, very much against my wishes.
It's essential. If we don't come into line with the cost of living, we're going to be losing money.
Bump up the price per copy and you'll be losing readers.
Never. I've got faith in you, Mike. You'll make the Herald compulsive reading, and they'll be hooked. They won't be able to stop buying it.
Well, we'll see. But when it comes to increasing the advertising
rates... Listen, Mike, I know you want what's best for the paper. But when it comes to a question of simple arithmetic, who's likely to be more right in the long run? You or the accountants?
They see it purely in terms of black and white. Columns of figures.
Correction. They see it in terms of black and red, and it's my job to make sure we stay in the black. Hey, is that the time? Didn't we book that table for 1 o'clock?
Oh, it's only a 5 minutes walk from here. They won't mind if we're a little late.
Oh, I don't want to be late. Once I get behind schedule, the whole day gets out of gear. Ring through to Morris, will you? Ask him to meet me downstairs in reception in 2 minutes.
Morris?
Morris Gill. I see. You thought... I'm sorry. It's rude of me not to explain. I asked Morris to have lunch with me. We've got one or two things to talk over. You see, you're not the only one with problems around here.
Yes, I see.
Oh, come on. Don't look so depressed, Mark. It'll all sort itself out. In 6 months' time, the paper will be back where I want it, in the money. Anyway, I'd better go. Nice talking to you.
But we didn't really finish talking, did we?
Oh, I think we did. There isn't really anything else to say, is there? The price has got to go up, Mark. See you.
Goodbye, Milton.
It's all right, Lynn. I'll get it.
Pryor's Restaurant. Can I help you?
May I speak to Rob Pengelly, please?
Speak in, Dickon. Hello there.
Oh, I didn't recognize you.
That's my telephone voice, to impress the customers.
It certainly impressed me. Look, is this a good time to talk, or are you up to your eyes?
No, carry on. Last of the lunchtime crowds just left, couldn't be better. I've been meaning to call you, as a matter of fact.
About the flat, yes, I know. I said I'd ring, but things got a bit hectic.
Well, you haven't changed your mind or anything like that.
No, of course not. In fact, I was going to say, how would tomorrow night suit you?
Tomorrow night?
For me to move in. I'm out on a story this evening, but tomorrow would be fine for me. I thought I'd bring my gear over about 8, if that's okay.
Well, yeah. Except I'll be working, of course.
Oh, Lord. Sorry, I keep forgetting you're out every evening.
Well, not every evening. But I can't get off tomorrow. It's too short notice.
Oh, that's okay. There'll be somebody there to let me in, won't there? If you could just leave me a key.
Oh, sure. That's no problem. Just one thing, though, Dickon.
Yes?
I really meant to call you before now, but... Well, Mrs. Nash asked me to. It's about Sophie.
Sophie? What about her?
Well, after all the trouble she's had, she's got to find somewhere else to live. And the Nashes were thinking of offering her one of the spare bedrooms.
Oh, yes.
But the thing is, Mrs. Nash asked how we'd feel about her sharing our sitting room and kitchen. Oh, and the bathroom. It's on the half landing, you see.
Sharing?
Well, they seem to think it'd be better for her to share with us than to use their kitchen and bathroom. I don't really know why.
Oh, I see.
Well, look, you're obviously not very keen on the idea, so don't worry. We don't have to say yes. You haven't even mentioned it to Sophie yet, so it's perfectly all right if we...
No, it wasn't that. I was just thinking, that'd be rather a good idea. Let's face it, the poor girl needs a break after what she's been through. Yes, why not? I've no objection. More the merrier, as far as I'm concerned. Anyway, I doubt if it'll be for long.
Oh, right. I'll tell him it's okay, then.
Evening, Shirley. Shirley?
Oh, sorry, I was miles away. Hello, George.
Sorry, did I startle you?
I didn't hear the door, that's all, with the music playing.
Not often you had that record player on.
No, well, week before Christmas. Mum always used to. Silly, really, when there's nobody in the shop.
Oh, don't turn it off.
Well, there's not much point without any customers. We're very quiet tonight.
I dare say they don't expect to find the shop still open. It's just gone 6.
What? Is it that late? God, I hadn't noticed.
Cliff will be wondering what's become of you.
Yeah, sitting there waiting for his supper, more like. I'll just cash up, then I'll push off.
I'll bolt the door, shall I?
Oh, thanks, George.
Seems funny to think this time next week the shop will be shut for good.
Yes, in a way. Here's the till roll.
Oh, Tom. I wonder what Mr. Patel's got in mind for the redecorations.
I wouldn't know. Will you check the totals with me?
Hmm, cool. I must say I'm not looking forward to it, the changes.
No. Well, have you got the cash book, George?
Here we are. You'll miss it too, I dare say. Bound to.
No, I won't, George.
What?
I'm sorry, I'm not being unfeeling or anything, but as far as I'm concerned, it's just a shop and I'll be very happy when Ramesh takes over.
Oh. Well, that's the sensible way to look at it, I suppose.
This was Mum's place, not mine. Now she's not here, it doesn't bother me what becomes of it. We can't spend the rest of our lives looking back and remembering.
No, no. Well, you're young, it's only natural.
I'm sorry, George, I didn't mean to hurt your feelings.
Oh, no, you didn't, not at all. I do understand what you mean.
Look, tell you what, why don't you come over the road this evening? Have a bit of supper with me and Cliff. We'll get a bottle of wine. And
no, Shirley, it's very good of you, but, well, I've promised to go and visit Arthur this evening at the hospital.
Oh, yes.
Poor old Arthur. He's going through a very bad patch at the moment. It seems there's not much likelihood of him getting out for Christmas.
Oh, dear, that's rotten.
Mm. Anyway, you're perfectly right. It's silly to spend too much time thinking back over the past. We are the lucky ones. We've still got so much to look forward to. Now then, what do you make today's totals?
Here we are.
Oh, lovely.
Cheers, Mike.
Cheers. You're a mind reader.
I could tell from your face it must have been one of those days. Yeah, this scotch was supposed to be saved up for next week. But, well, it's all in a good cause.
Oh, yes. Yes, that's more like it. What sort of day have you had?
Oh, the usual pre-Christmas rush. I sent off some more Christmas cards. Did you know Shirley's closing the shop for good next Saturday?
Oh, is she?
And she's going to look for a new job after that. Something in accountancy. That's what she used to do before.
Ah, yes, I'd forgotten that.
Well, with Cliff in between jobs as well. They're going to need something steady.
Yes, I suppose so.
Oh, and I meant to tell you. Rob told me that he's talked things over with Dickon, and they're both perfectly happy for Sophie to share their sitting room and kitchen, at least for the time being.
Oh, good.
So I can ring Sophie this evening and tell her she can move into the studio as soon as she likes. It's all ready for her.
Hmm.
Mike, what is it?
What one?
You are still brooding about whatever it was.
Yeah. I've had a very frustrating encounter with Milton Monk today. He came to tell me got to put the Herald up to 10p and increase the advertising rates. He didn't want to discuss it with me or anything like that. He simply told me. I didn't have any say in the matter.
Oh, Mike, surely.
As if that wasn't enough, he then informed me he was taking Morris out to lunch. Just the two of them, because they had one or two things to talk over.
Didn't he give you any idea what it was about?
Not a clue. Just what do you suppose is going on?